It's going to be a matter of monitoring, continuing to monitoring and looking at what the data says. We collect data, we interpret the data, and that is how we would know when it ends. So I wouldn't be able to tell you, no, it's going to end next week, tomorrow, or the next day. But it's clear that given how Sufria erupts, it's not going to go on for years and years, like, for example, Montserrat. It's not showing that. It's not showing us what it's doing, that it is capable of or it wants to do that. We think it's going to be something that is going to run its seam and end in the most likely scenario. It's probably going to be more in terms of months rather than years. But certainly we'd be surprised if it's in terms of probably just a week or two. It's probably going to go on for longer than that. Whether we like it or not, we will have to learn to deal with the fact that the volcano is erupting. We'll have to learn to use the spaces that we have in the south of the country. We'll have to learn to deal with the ash. You know, we don't want to have it, but it might happen. So we need to have systems in place to manage that.